Hey, folks, that's going to do it for me, Craig Ebel, on another edition of It's Polka Time. Hope you enjoyed our show. We'll do it all again next week. Taking Me Home is the Eddie Wojciech Orchestra and the Congratulations Polka. We'll see you on the radio next week for another edition of It's Polka Time. So long, everyone.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. If you're buying or selling a home, be aware of new rules on real estate agent commissions. Notably, home buyers must now enter into a contract with a broker before they begin the search. The 6% commission on buying or selling is negotiable, and licensed broker Tricia Lee Riley, who appears on the Netflix series Owning Manhattan, says,
while it's being outlined now for most sellers and most buyers to understand it, it's always been negotiable, and it's also a practice that's been in place for a very long time for sellers to negotiate that.
Vice President Kamala Harris proposing up to $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time home buyers as part of a broader economic proposal she unveiled yesterday. Former President Donald Trump will hold a campaign event today in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to Israel. The U.S. and other mediators are hopeful that a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is within reach. This is ABC News. A Missouri woman was charged in federal court with allegedly trying to steal Graceland from the descendants of Elvis Presley and defraud them of millions of dollars. ABC's Phil Lipoff has details.
Federal officials accusing Lisa Finley of creating the scheme, falsely claiming Lisa Marie Presley put the late singer's home up for collateral for a loan she didn't repay before her death in 2023. The DOJ saying that Finley allegedly took advantage of the very public and tragic occurrences in the Presley family for her personal gain. As part of the plot, investigators say Finley used fake names to fabricate loan documents and published a fraudulent foreclosure notice in a Memphis paper announcing a plan to auction off Graceland to the highest bidder.
Public health experts trying to figure out why rural areas in the South have much higher rates of heart and lung disease are planning to study about 4,600 residents of 10 counties and parishes in Alabama.